Mondays on Target on The Face Radio with your host, Maud Marty. To On Target, where we play Northern Soul, Mod Beat, Rare Groove, and Forgotten Gems, spinning all on vinyl at 45 RPM. I'm your host, Maud Marty. Hello, everybody, and welcome back. We got this show rolling with a track at the top called Move In by a band called The Breakmen from Fremont, Nebraska. They were huge celebrities in the mid-60s in and around Nebraska, Colorado, and Iowa. They were a house band for the Breakup Club in Fremont, which in fact was named after the band themselves. That came out on the LSK label, and this week is packed full of some incredible psych and garage I recently picked up at Old Gold Vintage Vinyl, mixed in with the usual high caliber soul R&B, northern soul, and funk. It's an exciting time, people. Do you feel it?
Yeah. ride for a fall. You ride for a fall.
Well, I guess you think you're mighty small. Just because you broke another heart. Go ahead and have your fun now. Go ahead and break another one now. Go ahead and have yourself a ball.
You're riding for a fall.
You're riding for a fall. One of these days, you're gonna wake up and find you got to give instead of take all the time. Little girl, it hurts me to see you go on this way. I guess you gotta learn your lesson someday.
You ride for a fall.
You're riding for a fall. Someday some boy will make you cry. And you'll come back tear drops in your eye. I won't be there to see you through now. Even though I'm still in love with you now, by then you'll have no friends at all.
You ride for a fall.
Darlene Love, the track called A Fine, Fine Boy on the Phil label from 1963. Before that, the Tams. I told you were going to be hearing a whole bunch of Tams over the last 3 weeks. This track's called Riding for a Fall. It came out on the ABC Paramount label and started that set off with the Seven Sons, a seven-piece act from San Diego, California, and they only put out the one record. It's called On the Run, and it really sits on the fence between Psych Garage and Soul. And that was the one and only release on the VTI label.
Well, he walked up to me and he asked.
That was Pearlene Gray with her version of Have You Ever Had the Blues on the DCP label. Before that, the Dacrons, which is a made-up group for the Hit label, which was the label that took hit songs and re-recorded them with unknown artists and made-up bands so that they could sell the same song for a fraction of the price at 5 and 10 cent stores. The Dacrons did do a few tracks for the Hit label, and this one is Stand Out. It's a version of The Crystals' Then He Kissed Me from 1963. Started that set off with The Renegades, great early R&B, really captures the changes that were happening between rock, doo-wop, and what would become soul. The track's called Keep On Laughing, came out on the Dorset label in 1961.
Listening to On Target on the Face Radio. The Soul of Brooklyn.
Detroit five-piece Cherry Slush, who also released one track as The Bells of Rimini. This track's called I Cannot Stop, and it came out on the local Coconut Groove label in 1967, and then was picked up by USA Records and released in 1968 on their label. Followed that with The Art of Lovin' from Newton, Massachusetts. I played the flip side of that last week. Wake Me, Shake Me was the name of that one. This is called Good Times. And finished everything off with the Emberman 5 from North Dakota, our closest neighbors to the south, with a track called Fire in My Heart, which came out in 1966 on the Studio City label.
I can't help it, I'm falling for you. I can't help it, oh no.
No.
I can't help it. Yes, I'm falling for you.
I can't help it. I can't help it.
I can't help it.
I can't help it.
If I want you.
If I want you.
I can't help it.
I can't help it.
If I want you. That's how it's been.
Falling in love, head over heels.
Uh-huh.
get you.
No, 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 no,
This is The Face Radio,
and you are listening to
On Target.
It's what's in the grooves that count.
Visit ontargetpodcast.ca,
the official On Target website,
for all episodes and links to your favorite listening apps, including Apple Podcasts, Google, SoundCloud, Amazon Music, and Player FM. We are also available for download at iHeartRadio, Odyssey, Gaana, Boomplay, and Deezer. Listen, comment, download, share, and feel free to send me an email directly at mod.marty@yahoo.com. That was The Lovables from 1967, You Can't Dress Up a Broken Heart, on the Toot label. Before that, The Fifth Dimension, an act that was discovered by Billy Davis Jr. in the mid-60s and had a massive hit with their first single, Up, Up and Away. But if you strip away their sugary pop hits like Up, Up and Away and Aquarius, Let the Sunshine In, you're left with some really great soul R&B Northern Soul. And this is one of those tracks. It's called Too Poor to Die, and it came out on Johnny Rivers' Soul City label. And at the top of that stack was Detroit supergroup The Falcons, made up of the fabulous Playboys, Contours, and The Ramblers. Most notably, members included Eddie Floyd and Wilson Pickett, who were still in the band off and on, even as their own solo careers took off. That track is called I Can't Help It. It's on the Big Wheel label, and make sure you tune in next week because I'll be playing the flip side of that as well.
Like I'm dead. Ain't no cloud coming round here for sure. don't you now that you're gone, 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 gone.
Olympics, same old thing on Merwood, 1966. Before that, the Dynamics, 1968. Ain't No Sunshine Since You've Been Gone on the Cotillion label. And at the top of that, one of my fave Northern Soul tracks by the Spinners, Sweet Thing on the Canadian Tamla label.
Baby like snake bite, baby like snake bite, baby like snake bite, baby like snake bite. What would you think about that? What would you do, mister? What would you think about that? What would you do if I kissed your sister? What would you think? What would you think about that? Rainbows up in the sky, where it's best. Where would you go if you followed your nose? What would you do? What would you do about that? Baby
To On Target Dance Party Radio in England on modradiouk.net.
thought I should leave you. I never thought you would deceive me. I was a silly fool, yeah. You thought you were cool, I'm gonna show you.
Started off there with a band called The Life, with their only release called Snakebite, which came out on Willie Mitchell's High label in 1968. After that, The Petrified Forest. And I'm so happy to have come across this because this is one of my favorite Kinks tracks, but it never came out on 45 by The Kinks, which really surprised me because it's very single worthy. But here, The Petrified Forest has done an amazing version of it and put it out on 45. So this is going in my DJ box for sure. That was on the Fontana label. And finished that set with Pacific Northwest garage band The City Zoo from Bellevue, Washington, a suburb of Seattle, from 1967. This is a double-sider, so I will play the flip side in the near future. This side is called I'll Find Another, and it came out on the Columbia label.
Sunny and bright.
started off with The Temptations, You Are My Everything on the Canadian Tamla Motown label from 1967, and followed that with The Radiance, 1968, Hold on the Chess label. I'm going to leave you off now with a band created by Ed Cobb called the Piltdown Men. The band gets its name from a famous paleoanthropological fraud from 1912, where bones were quote-unquote discovered and showed evidence of a previously unknown early human. It was all a hoax, though, but it didn't come to light until 1953, and it wasn't until 2016 that it was officially pronounced a hoax. This track is called Giant Lizard, which is probably also a hoax. This came out on Capitol in 1962. This has been On Target with yours truly, Maud Marty. Join us every Monday at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and every Tuesday at 11 a.m. on The Face Radio. And please visit thefaceradio.com and consider donating to keep the station on the air. Until next time, keep the faith.